We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, joyful viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. Now joining us is Germany with the following new additions. In parts of Schleswig, Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell. And in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service MNS. Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. And on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Potu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township in Jialian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township in Beigang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Edirnet City, Channel 26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzur and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himur Cable TV. In Ultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undarhan City in Henthi Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. in Sunshine City in Dornongab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on As Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá, Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Tere Morisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litenar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Bacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Namoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $16 million US to Jordan for budget support. In humanitarian news, the Women Empowerment Project offers Nigerian citizens access to literacy and business skills. In animal news, a United States veterinarian finds that our co-inhabitants provide caregivers with both emotional and physical benefits. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 25th, is the National Day of Argentina, commemorating events in 1810 that led to independence in 1816. Adjacent to the South Atlantic Ocean between Chile and Uruguay, Argentina has several United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Among them is the Peninsula Valdez in Patagonia, which is of global importance for the conservation of marine mammals. The Iguazu National Park, which contains the amazing Iguazu Falls, is the habitat of more than 2,000 species of vascular plants. On this day, Jordan also celebrates its self-rule attained in 1946. Situated northwest of Saudi Arabia, Jordan is home to several UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Omarasis Castrom Mafa'a in western Jordan has remnants of churches with creative, well-preserved mosaic floors, particularly in the Church of St. Stephen. Petra in the southeastern part of the country has been inhabited since prehistoric times and is one of the world's best known archaeological sites, showing structures half carved in rock. May the fine residents of Argentina and Jordan have a memorable national day.
Hawaiian News. Volcano damages crops on Indonesia's Lombok. On the Indonesian island of Lombok near Bali, the active Mount Baru Jari volcano suddenly erupted three times between Saturday evening, May 22nd, and the following morning. Ash and molten lava were sent 1,500 meters skyward, with smoke spreading for miles and dozens of acres of cropland ruined from being covered in ash. Lava also ran into a nearby lake, bringing the temperature from 21 to 35 degrees Celsius. Thankfully, no injuries have been reported and no evacuations were ordered. We thank the providence for everyone's safety and pray that such disturbing events are alleviated for humans and wildlife alike as we join in more conscious and harmonious living with nature.
Chile, Indonesia, USA, Mexico, Peru, and Vanuatu rocked by earthquakes. On the afternoon of May 21st, a 5.7 magnitude temblor was felt throughout Chile's capital, Santiago, as it struck 113 kilometers north of Talca. That evening, a 4.8 magnitude quake jolted the Maluku province of Indonesia, its epicenter located 345 kilometers southeast of Ambon, the provincial capital. To the west, another quake of 5.1 magnitude occurred off East Java early on Saturday, while on the same day, the U.S.-Mexico border was rattled by two shallow quakes measuring 4.9 and 4.8 on the Richter scale that shook buildings as far away as downtown San Diego, USA, and were followed by several minor aftershocks. On Sunday, southern Peru was rumbled by a 5.9 magnitude quake 360 kilometers from the capital, Lima. The next morning, a magnitude 5.5 temblor struck in the western Pacific, its epicenter 56 kilometers from the island of Vanuatu. Thankfully, no injuries or damage were reported for any of these earth tremors, nor were any tsunami alerts raised. We are grateful to know of the quake-shaken residents' safety. With heaven's grace, may our benevolent efforts help minimize such traumatizing situations as these.
Norway sends additional humanitarian aid to Zimbabwe. The Norwegian government has announced an increase in its annual donation from $1.6 million in 2009 to $4.6 million this year. The funds will go toward providing food aid to improve what the nation's foreign ministry has said is a grave situation for approximately 2.5 million Zimbabwean people.
The assistance will be distributed by organizations already working in the country, such as the Red Cross, Norwegian People's Aid, the Norwegian Refugee Council, and Doctors Without Borders. Besides this humanitarian aid, Norway has also donated over $15.5 million through UN agencies and other organizations to assist Zimbabwe with various development projects. Many thanks and heaven's blessings, Norway, for your generous and caring spirit for the Zimbabwean people. Surely such kind-hearted actions bring sustaining comfort as we wish them abundant health, stability, and peace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Turkey hosts Somali Summit, held in Istanbul on Saturday, May 22nd. The conference was co-hosted by Turkey and the United Nations, bringing together representatives of 55 countries and 12 international organizations. International dignitaries in attendance included UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner.
At the conference, pledges were made by the international community to help Somalia rebuild as a stable and peaceful society. UN Secretary General Ban conveyed his appreciation for the support to Somalia as plans were made for Spain's hosting of a follow-up conference in September. Your Excellencies, Turkey, and all international conference participants, we respectfully laud your noble initiatives. Surely with such united support as yours, harmony and abundance will soon prevail for all citizens of Somalia.
Cannes Festival in France celebrates excellence in international cinema. On Sunday, May 23rd, the 63rd Cannes Film Festival culminated in a grand finale with the presentation of the 12-day event's most prestigious prize, the Golden Palm, to the Thai movie Uncle Boonmi, Who Can Recall His Past Lives, by filmmaker Apichatpong Wirasetakul. The festival's Grand Prix went to Of Gods and Men, directed by Xavier Beauvoir of France, and A Screaming Man, directed by Chadian Mahamat Saleh Haroun, was awarded with the jury prize. Other distinguished recipients for this year's event included Oscar-winning Juliette Binoche of France, who received Best Actress for her role in the Iranian picture Certified Copy, while Best Actor was shared between Spanish Oscar winner Javier Bardem and Italian actor Elio Germano for their roles in Beautiful and Our Life, respectively. We join in applause, deserving recipients of these outstanding honours in the cinematic world, as we also thank the participants for their talented contributions. May your shining stars continue to uplift and bring much joy to viewers across the globe.
Ounabarao, kaze no chikara o uke, ho iippai ni hatte jizai ni susumu yotto.
Japan launches solar-powered Venus probe early Friday morning, May 21st. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, launches its H-2A rocket carrying the Venus climate orbiter Akatsuki. Once in space, the probe will be powered by an innovative kite-shaped space yacht known as Icaros, or interplanetary kite craft accelerated by radiation of the sun, as explained by Mr. Yuichi Suda, assistant professor of the JAXA Space Exploration Center.
The solar sail というのは、簡単に言うと、宇宙空間を進むヨットのようなものです。ヨットというと、地上では海の上を風を受けて進むものです、船ですけれども、それと同じように宇宙空間を太陽の光の力を受けて進むことができるのです。一番薄いところで 7.5 ミクロン、これは髪の毛の太さの10分の1ぐらいです。そのように薄い膜を14メートル広げるということになります。
The sunlight propelled sail and its probe are expected to reach the orbit of Venus by December 2010, where they will circle the planet for 2 years, collecting data on its climate, including information about the clouds, temperature, and wind velocities. Meanwhile, as Mr. Tsuda explains, Icaros will separate from the H-2A rocket.
実際の軌道は、金星の軌道と地球の軌道の間を行ったり、でそういう環境で光をどのように受けてどのようにソーラーセールとして、進む方向をコントロールできるかそれを、半年を過ぎた後も、実験し続けたいというふうに思っています。
Our sincere congratulations, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, on your successful launch, and we thank Professor Yuichi Suda for helping us understand the innovative Icaros.We look forward to further insights about our Venusian planetary neighbor as well as the green technologies that could power our future.
次世代はセイルを一気に展開するため大きな振動が生じますが、次第に収まり、遠心力によって外向きの力が働き。
Save our planet. British fish species plummet 94% in the last 118 years. Researchers from the University of York in the United Kingdom have found that the industrialization of fishing has exploited fish stocks and has dramatically altered seabed ecosystems, with many marine species that have since collapsed.Species that have been heavily fished as food items, such as halibut, turbot, and plaice, have fallen 94% in numbers since 1889. Moreover, cod has declined 87%, with hake decreasing by more than 95%. The researchers note that fishing laws and quotas have thus far been ineffective in replenishing fish populations.Study co-author Ruth Thurston commented, I hope this allows people to realize just how much the seas have been altered and how much has been lost. Meanwhile, overfishing combined with global warming and pollution has also endangered other regions such as the Mediterranean Sea.
Philippe Cousteau, son of French environmentalist and explorer Jean-Michel Cousteau, is also CEO of the ocean education organization Earth Eco International.He commented on the drastic change of the world's oceans since the time of his grandfather, legendary oceanographer and conservationist Jacques-Yves Cousteau.
The Mediterranean Sea is a dead sea. When my grandfather was diving 40, 50 years ago, you can go back and see those films and look at that footage. And you go back to the same places today, and it's changed so much. These places with coral and with full of life,you go back and it looks like a desert underwater.
And what do you propose as a solution to all of this?
Cutting back on meat is a very important one because of all the carbon waste, all the animal waste that goes into the water supplies and pollutes the water and the oceans. Also thinking about cutting back on things, simple things every day like plastic bags, plastic bottles. Plastic is a very...very terrible substance that is polluting our oceans and polluting water everywhere and our land. We have a motto that says, it's not that you can make a difference, is that everything you do makes a difference.
Our thanks, Mr. Cousteau and scientists, for raising our awareness about the plight of our depleted oceans. May we all lend a hand in restoring the beauty and balance of our precious water planet by respecting and granting peace to all life forms of the sea.
At a March 2009 climate change conference in Jalapa City, Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai urged for humankind's care of all co-inhabitants, including those that support the living oceans.
Every being on earth and in the sea has value, no matter how small they might look, and something unique to do on this planet. It is our ignoring this balance and the preciousness of all life that has contributed to our global danger right now. The way to solve this problem is through greater consideration for all lives. If everyone is vegan, having an animal-free diet, then there is a different outlook, different conception for development of all kinds. In our case, it will proceed with compassion and care, which is what we need to restore the wonders of our marine life.
Save Our Planet. Young U.S. Eco Heroes presented President's Environmental Youth Awards. Winners from 10 regions of the country were honored with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Presidential Prizes in Washington, D.C., as they received acclaim for their contributions to a greener world. Top honors went to youths such as Sarah Jo Lambert of Texas, USA, for her project Vision is Green, designed to inspire young people to create a more balanced world through an environmental education center built out of eco-friendly materials. Other awardees include 7 Westerly Middle School students from Rhode Island for their project Turn Grease into Fuel, as well as middle school students from Illinois for their team Recycle Because You Care. Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrator Bharat Mathur said, "The work of these motivated students shows that you can be an environmental champion at any age. Our accolades and admiration, all eco-conscious youths, for your remarkable green achievements. Blessed be such efforts as yours in renewing our Earth's natural harmony and sustainability for all life."
Save Our Planet. French National Assembly presented with Veg Solution. French parliamentaries and other dignitaries were treated on May 19 to a vegetarian buffet and informational seminar. The event was hosted by a consortium of individuals and veg organizations sponsoring the website vianda.info or meat.info, which is calling for a moratorium on factory farming and a reduction in the animal product consumption. With support from Parliament members Yves Cochet, journalist Yolande de la Bigna, and author and actor Laurent Baffy, and many others.
Besides the delicious repast, the guests had the opportunity to learn about the adverse health and environmental impacts of meat eating, along with the benefits of veg fair. As stated by Senate member Jacques Muller, less meat is more health, more for the environment, and more for international solidarity. Parliament member Cochet added, "We need to bring awareness to the government about the possibility of an amendment in the law that would establish a vegetarian day per week." Paris is already home to a number of other initiatives promoting plant-based cuisine, including school cafeterias that serve a purely vegetarian menu one day each week.
Bravo, Vianda.info sponsors, Parliament members Cochet and Mueller, journalist De La Bigna, and Mr. Laurent Baffy for your efforts to foster both greater humanity and health. May the lovely people of France and beyond be graced with the manifold health and eco-benefits of wholesome vegan fare.
Save Our Planet. Daryl Carpenter of US-based C.W. Roberts Contracting and subcontractor Otis Goodson develop a simple but effective hay-soaking method of cleaning oil, which is adopted by their regional government to protect beaches from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill.
Save Our Planet. Cuban officials call on citizens to save every drop of water as a severe drought impacts more than 500,000 residents, with dried taps in Havana causing many to spend time each day carrying water from government trucks.
Save Our Planet. Delegates from the 11 members of the small Pacific Island developing states appeal to the United Nations for immediate action to avoid the otherwise inevitable consequences of rising seas due to climate change.
Warning news. Food suppliers in the USA recall a total of about 140,000 pounds of beef products due to possible contamination with the animal deworming agent ivermectin and potentially lethal E. coli bacteria.
I'm Vuko the Vicuna, and I am following a vegan diet. Today I'm going to share a tip on a very nutritious fruit. The avocado contains about 20 different vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. It is also rich in the antioxidant lutein, which contributes to good eye and heart health. You can add avocados to your salads, sandwiches or wraps, or make them into delicious dips and spreads. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In world news, Japan donates $16 million to Jordan for budget support. The funds will be used for projects in the areas of water, energy, infrastructure, transportation, and environment. Japan plans to send a group to Jordan to discuss her participation in these endeavors. Our sincere gratitude, Japan, for your generous support of Jordanian brethren. May your kind assistance substantially help to improve the lives of many.
In humanitarian news, the Women Empowerment Program enhances lives in Nigeria. Initiated and funded by the international non-profit Adventist Development and Relief Agency, or ADRA, the program provides women in the locality of Ile Ife in southwestern Nigeria the opportunity to gain literacy and business skills. The ADRA is working in collaboration with a number of other organizations to provide training, small loans, and support to new and existing businesses. In addition, information on areas such as family planning, nutrition, hygiene, infant care, and maintenance of good health is being made available. A goal of the endeavor is a 25% increase in the participants' household incomes by the time of the project's completion in June 2010. Our earnest appreciation, Adventist Development and Relief Agency and participating organizations, for your dedication to the vibrant women of Nigeria. May many enjoy wonderful advantages through your laudable efforts. Up next on Noteworthy News, studies show that our animal companions help us to be more relaxed. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More gratifying news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, good news for an excellent world. In animal news, a United States veterinarian finds that caregivers of animal companions derive physical and emotional benefits. Dr. Raj Salwan of Fremont, California, stated that according to a number of scientific studies, having an animal friend can help to lower blood pressure, reduce stress, and improve our moods. Dr. Salwan also noted that children who grow up with an animal co-inhabitant typically learn qualities such as responsibility, patience, and compassion. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Raj Salwan, for highlighting some of the precious gifts that these special beings bring to us. May many families be enriched by the joy of sharing life with a loving and loyal true friend.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Marriage Talk.
It was a husband and a wife quarreling with each other. And wife, she was angry with him, and she said, "You know what? Because my father left me a lot of money, I think that's why you marry me." So the husband said, "You're wrong. It's not like that. I would marry you no matter who left you money.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Hi, I've turned vegan for more than 1 year, and now with the help of my friends, I'm planning to open a veggie restaurant in my city which will only serve purely vegetarian foods. I'll update on the progress. Allah bless. Yasmin from Lahore, Pakistan.
Noble Yasmin, thank you for your uplifting news. We wish you the very best of luck with your compassionate endeavor, and please keep us posted. With beneficent Allah's grace to you and all your warm-hearted Pakistani co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May a cheerful heart and compassionate spirit be your constant companions. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manoocheh Motaki and his Tajik counterpart Hamrohan Zarifi sign a cooperation agreement to begin studies for a planned railway that will link their countries via Afghanistan.
In Beijing, China, more than 1,000 women delegates from over 60 countries participated in the Global Summit of Women 2010, seeking to support and empower women toward making greater contributions to society.
Saudi chairman of the Kaffa Tobacco and Narcotics Combat Charity Society, Sheikh Abdallah Al-Otaim, highlights the importance of the media in spreading information about harmful drugs and tobacco to protect public health.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signs a law that will grant legal work status to millions of migrant workers from former Soviet republics, many of whom seek employment to be able to send money to families at home.
Indian Navy Commander Dilip Dund arrives in Mumbai after completing a solo sail around the world in 277 days, becoming the first Indian national and second Asian person to ever so do.
American John Ruco develops a breathalyzer device installed in cars that can detect elevated blood alcohol levels of previously convicted drunk drivers, with a built-in alarm system that alerts police to intervene for public safety.
Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Ramin Mehmanparast meets with his Georgian counterpart Nino Kalandadze to enhance their country's media cooperation and announces plans to eliminate visa requirements in the near future as well.
In New Jersey, USA, more and more vegan options are appearing on menus with new all-vegan restaurants and bakeries springing up across the state in response to growing requests from the public.
Astronomer and Catholic Church clergy member Nicolaus Copernicus, who first proposed the theory of a universe in which the Earth revolved around the Sun, is ceremoniously reburied in his homeland of Poland with honor.
Thanks to a campaign launched by Loving Citizens, a moose named Pete, who was found and nursed back to health by human caregiver David Lawrence at a very young age, is allowed to continue living on a nature preserve in Vermont, USA.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.